All right, and if you have a sudden rain, what would you call that? With thunder and lightning, you'd call that
thunderstorm, thunder shower. Two ways of looking at that.
Okay.
From what I hear over the radio.
Which do you hear on the radio?
Well, I hear thunder showers quite often.
Okay. And if the how would you say the wind did what hard last Saturday? The wind up and out of Des Plaines, the wind really
blew.
Okay, and if it's you have a lot of rain and it early in, you have a lot of rain in a certain climate, and then it gets hot and you have this mist coming up from the ground. What do you call that?
Fog.
Okay, and that, and a day that's characterized by that, what you'd call a what?
A foggy day.
Right. All right. If you have a long dry spell, what would you call that?
A drought.
Okay. And if the wind has not been blowing, but suddenly it starts, you say the wind is
starting to rise.
Okay. And then if it starts, if it starts to subside, what would you say? The wind is
has let up.
Okay. And if you looked out the window on a fall morning and you saw some white on the ground. It wasn't snow, but you say we had a what last night?
A hoarfrost.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. If you looked out at the, say you had a little bird bath out in your yard, and you looked out there and there was just a thin layer of ice on it, you'd say the water out there did what last night?
Froze.
Okay. And what about that room up there where the radio is? What do you call that room?
Living room.
Okay, anything else? Do you ever have any other name for it?
Front room.
Okay, now would you just briefly name the rooms of your house, all of them, every one in your house?
Reception room,
okay.
Living room, dining room, front bedroom, middle bedroom, rear bedroom, bathroom, kitchen, pantry, basement,
mm-hmm.
Attic.
Okay, good.
Rear porch.
Okay, well now that takes care of a lot of things. That's good. Did you ever live in a house that had a regular fireplace, a wood-burning fireplace? Oh, in fact, you've given me this word before. I can get this simpler, in a simpler way. What did you said? You put the bread here to let it rise. Where do you put the bread to let it rise? Sometimes.
In a bowl.
Or on the what though? You might put it on the. You use this word the first time we talk. But I'll get it. It's on the tape, so I can get it. That's all right. Did you ever have a wood burning fireplace?
Yes, but it didn't amount to much. We discontinued. I covered it up a couple of years ago.
But what did you call the those two things that you had in the fireplace? Stand up like this, and the to hold the logs in.
And irons.
Okay. And that over the fireplace, you have a thing that you might put things on?
I thought you were going to ask me that.
Forget that. Well,
that's a grate.
Uh-huh, but up on top where you might put, you might have a shelf up there on top.
I can't think of a shelf.
Okay. Would you ever call it a mantle or a mantle shelf? A mantle or a mantle shelf? Or a mantelpiece?
You mean on top of the?
Yeah.
I thought you meant...
Oh, no.
No, up on top, that's mantle. Mantle. I thought you had reference to the fireplace reading.
How about a large log in the fireplace? What would you call that? A big one that you might have in there for a couple of weeks, you know, and it doesn't burn right up.